Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
Secondary, they will probably just run the ball the whole game. Yeah,
I give them little to no chance under that circumstance.
I think even full strength ULM probably doesn't beat Southern Miss, but third string ULM against that secondary for Southern Miss, I don't know what they expect to do tomorrow. So.
Yeah. I think this storyline continues to become bigger, is the lack of injuries that Southern Miss has had this year. And look, it's not that Southern Miss, remember Will Hall's first year, they went through eight quarterbacks or whatever. Southern Miss has had those years where they've been decimated by injuries. So far, so good. And regardless of what happens the rest of the year, that's a big part of the story, is you've got all your people in all your positions pretty much to play.
Well, I think that's a crucial part of any sport.
Particularly football.
Oh, yeah, particularly football.
So it should be fun tomorrow.
Going back, too, that was another thing that really benefited the baseball team in this past season. No injuries. None of the key guys really got hurt until that last – they might think I'm right – that last playoff game against Miami before injuries popped up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I remember correctly, it was Dre Barrett over there at third base who kind of got shaken up in that regional, and then they had to start Seth Smith over there at third base, and it kind of, that was really the only one.
Didn't miss a lick.
No, he really didn't. Southern Miss missed the bat and the power of Dre Barrett, but, I don't think that would really make a difference.
I'm hearing some scuttlebutt that Pittman may not go tomorrow in the backfield. Is that because he certainly played well last weekend? What are we hearing as to his availability tomorrow?
Yeah, my sources said that he will not play tomorrow. I think we're fine reporting that now. I haven't seen anything confirmed, so tomorrow on the field we'll get a better.
Well, I hate to say this, but if you're going to miss that kid a game, this maybe would be the game to miss it.
Sure.
And that might be one of the reasons, if he's not 100% good to go, what a game to sit him and rest him, because they've got the bye week coming up, so you combine those together.
And the young man that transferred from Ole Miss, I thought looked pretty good last week at running back.
He could step in and do the job. Yeah, they have a four-headed monster there at running back. If Pittman doesn't go, you got Briggs, you got the other two players, and the freshman has looked really well, good. I will say the one time they did miss Pittman, that their offense really stalled it there at Louisiana Tech. So we'll see what happens. But Landon Graves will be the starting quarterback for ULM tomorrow. He has appeared in four games and attempted, if I can do my math, 11 passes the entire season. So he's going to be thrown to the wolves tomorrow against the Golden Bull defense.
But one thing we need to keep in mind is he did play in the Kappa Sigma alumni game last year. So on campus.
Their guy did say yesterday, though, he did come from a very good high school football program. Yeah. But that's still a big step up.
I remember a couple of years ago, Southern Miss had a player from Taylorsville, Keys, that was recruited and went on to have a respectable career. But people thought that he was going to come from a 2A high school in Mississippi and start at Southern Miss and flourish. And that's just,
Kelly, what about the kid from Pedal that ended up playing Major League Baseball?
Anthony
Alford.
Am
I right about that? He played Major League Baseball. But they tried to stick him in Division I football right out of high school, and it was not pretty.
And he was playing 6A at Pedal High School at that point. So you take the 2A versus the 6A and then just thrust them into the starting role. There's a learning curve there, and I don't care how good you are. There's a learning curve.
On the defensive side of the ball, ULM does have a really good defensive line. They're one of the best in the Sun Belt as far as stopping the run. So I do think it'll be kind of difficult for Southern Miss to run the ball, but their passing defense isn't really good. So I think this is a game for Braylon to really air it out in this game, something they really haven't done yet, just kind of letting them just dice the ball out. I think that the opportunity lies there. We go back to the defensive side. Southern Miss, of course, has forced 13 interceptions on the season, which is second in the nation and first in the Sun Belt. Going up against the third-string quarterback, I don't know. I hope that ULM kind of gives them some quick passes, some quick outlets, and they're going to try to establish the run. I think they'll do it very similar to what Louisiana did last week, long, methodical drives where they'll try to keep the ball away from Southern Miss, but I just don't see them sustaining it for four quarters.
I expect Braylon Braxton to have huge numbers tomorrow, and here's why.
Too.
Because because of his ability to run and pass, if he gets into a passing situation, those linebackers have got to be frozen until they figure out whether he's going to pass or whether he's not. If he can pump fake or get them, send guys deep, and then that's going to open up the middle part of that defense to where Braylon could run if he had to for big numbers. So I think both rushing numbers, he's going to have a good day, and because generally the Monroe pass defense has been so porous, he'll put up some big numbers.
Are we sensing a blowout?
Yes. Well, the line started at 14, went down to 11, and then once the injuries came out, it's back up to 14. So I expect that line to move even closer to Southern Miss towards kickoff. And we'll get to our score predictions at the end of the game. But I don't see a way ULM can stay in the game for sustaining drives, and I don't think their defense is good enough to stop Southern Miss consistently.
What a difference a year makes.
Bowl eligible tomorrow night if they win this football game tomorrow afternoon.
With what, four games left
with
to go?
With four games left to go. What do you say about Charles Huff?
But again, obviously, what hasn't been said already, but the injuries, you got to go back to those, or lack of injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't, honestly, in all the years of covering sports, I don't think I've ever been at this point in the season where a team lists it's available and only two or three
well,
are
let's
not
knock
available.
On wood for that. But,
what you saying?
So you might want to go knock on some wood before you start drinking in the whole team.
But that's part of it. Big part.
No, for real. But you also have to give significant credit to Jeremy McClain, who made this hire happen. I mean, much as it is credit, I think most of the credit goes to Charles Huff.
Yep.
But Jeremy McClain, to go get this hire, I mean, you got to think about it. And we've said it so many times, but this guy won the Sun Belt at another school last season, and now he's here, and this team is positioned to do the same
thing. Threatening to get to the championship game this year.
They're lined up to do it.
And you know what's funny is you hear Southern Miss fans now talking, wouldn't it be cool if we won the West and Marshall won the East?
Well, that would be pretty cool.
And it's possible. Marshall's having a decent season right now. They host James Madison. They get them at home, which makes it interesting.
How do they determine where the game is played, the championship?
It's based on conference strength. So if JMU and Southern Miss are both undefeated, then it would go to the strength of the opponents they played, which I think JMU would probably have an edge because I don't think the West isn't going to help Southern Miss out in that scenario because the West, South Alabama, ULM, they're all bad.
Arkansas
State hasn't played well.
Right, and then if you look at the East side, like ODU's pretty decent, right? Marshall's pretty decent.
James Madison's good.
You know, James Madison. So I think in that scenario, if they were both undefeated, you know, then JMU would get the nod. But I think Southern Miss fans should be rooting for JMU to lose a game. It doesn't have to matter who it is, but I think that way it would be kind of more even this destination. And then I don't know how they decided at that point, and I could research that if we get closer to time. But they have to win tomorrow to even talk about that.
You know, I was having trouble sleeping last night, so I caught the last quarter of that South Owl Georgia State game, fell right off. It was just a perfect cure for insomnia.
Riveting.
How bad was that?
Riveting.
Reminded me of last year a little bit.
It was terrible.
But you know one team we haven't talked about that we should is Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, they've come along.
Where have they come from?
Yeah.
They didn't have a chance at all to talk to people, and now they're winning consistently and winning convincingly.
And that goes back to the East argument that, like, Marshall, ODU, Coastal, all pretty decent. I think they would all beat the teams that Southern Miss is
strongest division.
Right, and that's that, I think, would give JMU the nod.
I still can't believe the league didn't have enough sense to schedule Coastal and Southern Miss in baseball.
What about Southern Miss and Marshall in football? That would have been some storylines.
That would have been good. We'll be right back. We're at Taylor Reynolds Center. Jessica's kind of lurking around. She set all this up. We may let her on the air. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the road pretty much every Friday. And we're glad to be at Taylor Rental Center here in Hattiesburg. Brings back a lot of memories for me, Kelly Center. My wife ran a Taylor Rental Parties department for many, many years. And as you look around, you can see Taylor Rental. It's a really enormously cool concept because, you know, there are a lot of things that you may need one time.
That's right.
But are you going to go buy it?
No, exactly. No. You'd be surprised at how many people do that. And then it sits in the garage or whatever and collects dust. And then you pull it out 2 years later when you need it. You've forgotten how to operate it.
Right.
It doesn't work anymore. You can't get it to start.
Right.
I mean, why mess with it?
You left gas in the carburetor, so
yes.
It's not going to crank. Yes.
Correct.
They can take care of that here at Taylor Rental. All right, football on tap. Dima does a great job with us every Tuesday getting player interviews. You got another one today. Dima, set it up for us.
Yeah, you just mentioned it on tap. So we're going to be talking to Jamon Tapp, defensive lineman, really coming along. Obviously, the transfer from Arizona State. Got to sit down with him and just talk about his play and the defensive line's play over the past few weeks.
All right, Jamon Tapp here on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Jamon, thanks for joining us today.
Nice to be here, man.
All right, Jamon, talk to us about this defensive line. I think probably the biggest improvement from last season, of course, but not even from last season, even from week one, This unit has just continually gotten more and more dominant each and every week.
Yeah, we try to, you know, go in and out every week with a mentality to get better. They say championship teams, you never stay the same over the course of the season. They get better and better and better every week. So as a D-line unit, we try to harp on, you know, getting better every week and looking at our weaknesses, looking at our strengths, and we're going to try to, you know, work with what we got to work with. We're going to study our opponents and see what's good, what's bad, you know, try to make real game plan decisions that we could work with and give us options to actually rush the passer and, you know, give us tells when it's actually, like, time to sit down and stop the run or time to rush the passer. You know, it really give us good intel when you know the situation in the game. And just being a smart D-line, man, that's going to take you a long way.
You know, every person I've talked to talks about the defense and, like, that every single player can make a play. You, Berdarius, Avery, Chris Jones, Michael, Josh Moten, just so many players that make plays. And almost every game, it seems like any time another team generates any momentum, you guys make a turnover. You know, look at the Louisiana game, that fumble on the goal line, interceptions. How important is that to a defense?
To be honest, that is the defense. You know, like that's what we're supposed to do. I feel like that's something that we harp on as a unit. You know, like we understand that offense not just going to be all peaches and cream and just have our fairy tale games. You know, it's going to be real life hop into play, and we're going to have to step up and we're going to have to take on the hardship for the team. So just whenever it's time to, like, show up, we just plan on showing up and harping on our preparation to lead us to victory, because we know that, man, it ain't going to come easy. And winning a championship, that ain't easy, man. It's not built for everybody. It feels easy for everybody to be doing it, you know.
You mentioned that preparation. Coach Huff was talking about your practice has just improved so much over the last couple of – over the whole season from fall camp to now. Can you speak on that a little bit, just in the way you've prepared yourself and it showing up on the field?
I really believe, like, I'm very intentional with my work, but – like, I've been harping on little things since, like, high school, because my coach always, like, was on me because he felt that the little things would be the reason why I don't play as soon as I get to college. And to be honest, he wasn't lying. But I was saying that the little things is, like, what I really, really, like, harp on since, like, high school. And, like, it's so little, I created a myself type to where it's, like, you wouldn't even notice it. For real, if you just looking on film or just watching me studying my film as a player. But, like, when I get in the game, it's actually, like, I feel exactly what I was feeling at practice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why, but, like, just make it more realistic, like, just harping on, like, putting my hands in the right place, you know, actually, like, finishing the blocks and just, you know, using right-hand moves. So, like, if I want to use this a certain move on a certain player, I would try it when I'm on that side of the field, you know what I'm saying? Like just things like that, knowing the plays and stuff, working with my moves in the plays, you know.
When you came to Southern Miss, was it almost everybody here, you know, expected to turn this program around, right, from what it was last season? Did you expect it to happen this quickly and this mandated to the rest of the Sun Belt?
I expected it to happen quicker than this, to be honest. I felt like we was a little slower to pick it up, how we actually know we could have. To be honest, Mississippi State week, man, if we actually the team we is week three, week four, if we was that team week one, like Mississippi State, you know, that would have been a good game to actually watch. That's what I'm saying. Like, to be honest, we actually have the talent and the tools and all everything we need to be, you know, a contender team to actually be in the playoffs, really, if you really ask me. But it's really the cohesion and the playing together as a unit. That's really where we had to find each other. And that's what I was saying up there, you know, like the team had to grow as a culture. The culture had to grow, you know, within the team. And we had to, what's it called, like uphold our standards to a certain level, you know, to where it was just unintentional. It was just what we do. And we made it to that point, but if only we could have got to that point within camp, you know, how coach was emphasizing, and we took it a little more serious, that probably would have, we probably been a little more elevated than we is right now, you know.
Yeah. Jamon, thanks for your time today, man. Do you have anything else to say to the Eagle Nation?
To the top, you know.
All right, good job, Dima. Football tonight. That was also a big night on the campus last night with Trick or Treat at the Pete, and our producer and operations manager, Michael Morgans, who produces every Road Eagle Hour. He and his daughter Piper were at the Pete last night. Michael, what did you see? How did it all turn out?
Well, this was the first year when we got there. There weren't as many people as in past years, so I started thinking, great, what else is going on in town? This is kind of weird. By maybe 6 o'clock, everybody showed up, so apparently just people having to work and all that. Yeah, it was packed out. Oz and the coaches were doing the Grateful Dead thing. They had Grateful Dead music playing. My daughter kept asking, what is this? It was interesting, but it was a great time. It always is. So many kids, a lot of area businesses. Of course, a community bank set up out there, so they had all the games for the kids and just the players interacting on both the baseball and softball teams. It's always a good experience for kids to just be on campus and be on the field. I was standing there a few times just looking around, because how often do you get to stand on the field and look from that perspective and realize, wow, just think of all the games that have happened here. And it's a huge event, and I'm so glad that they continue doing that every year.
It's a beautiful place, isn't it, Michael?
It is. It really is. Yeah, and you compare just all these years of the regionals and the super regionals, thinking, yeah, all these great teams mm-hmm. that have come here. And, you know, when we have another one coming up next year, the exact same feeling. Yeah.
I think Bob's mouth is watering over there thinking about how beautiful the Pete is.
It's a gorgeous place.
And it was a gorgeous night, too.
Look at his smile. He can't stop smiling.
It was baseball weather last night.
Yeah.
And I've always known that Jay Ladner is a big music fan.
Oz is a big music fan.
That's what I was going to say. Are we to be led then that Oz is a great, is a deadhead?
Was he Jerry Garcia? Is that what Oz was?
Wearing basically tie-dyed shirts and long hair. I think there were more deadheads as opposed to members of the band. But you have to be a music fan. And nothing against the Grateful Dead, but you really got to be into music to sit there for a 30-minute song and be into it.
I've learned that Oz is a big music man. Yeah, I heard Pearl Jam's one of his favorite bands.
Yeah, he always tells his players that he gets to decide the music during practice. And then y'all can have the walkouts and during the games, but during practice, it's my music.
Right, and they go, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, the problem's going to be when Cal Santa Barbara comes in here and they want to listen to Madonna and ABBA.
Or Tears to Fears.
Or Jessica.
Nobody wants to listen to Jessica. Next segment, we're going to have to listen to her for a minute. But it won't be long. It'll be well controlled.
So, good call by Oz, though, on the Grateful Dead. Nice.
Yeah. Well, he kind of revealed that Carly kind of is the ball. I've gotten the impression Carly's the boss in a lot of ways, but I think she kind of heads that up and does a fabulous job. She's a wonderful young lady, for
but,
sure.
But those kids certainly don't know who the Grateful Dead are. No. Dima, did you even know who the Grateful Dead are?
I thought it was the Jesus Revolution when I saw the picture. And I was like, I don't think that's right. No, I didn't really know what that was.
That's the first time I've ever heard the Grateful Dead and Jesus.
They're the same thing.
Yeah. My church growing up was Grace Lutheran Church, and we did have a local group called the Graceful Dead, but they didn't do the same music.
Graceful Dead, huh? Yeah.
I'll
Graceful
bet
and Grateful. Whoever came up with the name Grateful Dead, that's a pretty cool
Bob,
name.
There's still hope that next year Frank Zappa will be, maybe Oz will dress up as Frank Zappa.
I could help him with that.
I'll bet you could.
When we come back, we're going to hear from the good folks here at Taylor Rental Center. That's where we're at in Hattiesburg on Homecoming Friday afternoon.
Quinitria Hill has everything you need to know about Taylor Rental.
Speaking of artists, in a Billy Joel t-shirt.
Yes, that's right.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're at Taylor on the air and on the road, I should say. We're at Taylor Rental Center here in Hattiesburg. I want to thank all of our normal sponsors, of course, MCS Home Center, Forest Health, Eagle Tire, 4th Street Bar and Grill. Don't let me forget. Don't let me forget.
D-Bat.
While we're on the subject of a 4th Street Bar and Grill now, tomorrow now, let me tell you what's going on tomorrow. They're going to, of course, you got Catfish Friday today, but they're going to open at 9 a.m. tomorrow, 4th Street Bar and Grill is, for breakfast, Bloody Marys, mimosas, whatnot. Then after the game, Thomas Jackson is going to be there performing. Then Sunday, you got the Saints game at 3 o'clock, and they're going to be playing football bingo. Don't know what that is, but they always come up with some ways to have additional
fun.
Well,
you got to do something during a Saints game to entertain yourself.
Because there won't be a lot of cheering going on.
So you play bingo.
There you go. But that's all at 4th Street. It'll be a lot of alum there this weekend.
Hey, we're happy to have Hattiesburg Mayor Toby Barker on the Eagle Hour, and he has graciously agreed to come on and do football picks with us, along with the pride of Stringer, Jessica from Sales. She's with us. And she's the one that set up this event here at Taylor Rental. We'll be talking to one of the ladies at Taylor Rental here in just a few seconds. I heard, Jessica, you were the queen of the homecoming parade in Stringer this year. Is that correct?
That is incorrect.
But you were one year.
Never. Yes. I didn't go to Stringer.
Where'd you go to high school?
At Northeast, and I wasn't a queen there either.
At Northeast Jones?
Yes.
Okay, you were a Tiger.
I didn't She's now that. The Stinger from Stringer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
you
what
go.
You got.
Yes.
You know, if you heard of the Slinger, this is the Stinger.
Gotcha.
All right, Jessica doesn't know squat about football.
That
but
is not true.
But we've agreed to let her pick. The mayor's an expert at it. So, Dima, let's get started, and Mayor Barker will be our first pick every time.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we pick normally all the Sun Belt games and then two or three national games. So we'll start with Appalachian State on the road at Old Dominion. Old Dominion is a 14-point favorite, the over-under 61.5. This is actually a big game for the East standings. ODU needs to kind of keep winning to stay alive. I know they lost to JMU last week, but we'll start, of course, with Mayor Barker.
I'm going to go ahead and say this is going to be the upset of the week. We're going to go with App State.
Wow.
App State.
That is a gutsy
Kelly.
Call. Now, Old Dominion didn't play very well in the second half against JMU, but they rebound at home and win. I'll take the Monarchs.
I'm gonna jump on board with the mayor. I kind of like App State and upset.
I'm going to say Old Dominion because their name sounds better.
There we go. Now, that's the kind of picks we need on the Eagle Hour.
at least she didn't pick them because their coach is hot.
Yes. Remember, Lori Watts used to pick them by the graphics on the jerseys.
Yeah. I'm picking ODU as well. I like their offense better. All right, Georgia Southern on the road at Arkansas State. Arkansas State, 2-1 in the West. So I think if you're a Southern Miss fan, you're actually rooting for Georgia Southern here to keep giving Southern Miss some cushion. So Arkansas State's a 1.5-point home favorite against the Eagles.
Mayor?
I'm going with Arkansas State.
Yeah, I think so too. Georgia Southern's awful on the road, aren't they?
Yeah.
But Arkansas State finds ways, you guys.
Yeah.
And that's the Eagles' next opponent after their bye week. So
I like Arkansas State. How about you, Stinger?
Anyway, I'm gonna go with Arkansas State.
Arkansas, yeah, I got Arkansas State at home too. All right, before we pick Southern Miss, we'll pick two national games, the two ranked games of the day. So Ole Miss on the road at Oklahoma.
That's a good matchup.
That should be interesting. You can watch that game while you're tailgating before the Southern Miss game, which is far more important, by the way.
Correct.
Oklahoma is a 5.5-point home favorite.
Like 11:30 in the morning game, I think.
Yeah, 11 a.m.
Mayor, Oklahoma and Ole Miss.
Oklahoma.
He didn't waste any time.
No,
did he?
No.
Yeah, I really thought Ole Miss had Georgia beat last week, and this is a game Ole Miss has to have.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking Oklahoma's probably going to win.
I like Boomer Sooner at home, buddy. That's a hard task to go there and win there. Stinger, what do you think?
I'm going to say Ole Miss just because I'm going to keep it in the state.
Good for you.
Okay. Yeah, I think Oklahoma's defense is the difference. yeah, that was funny. Oklahoma's defense is the difference. Missouri on the road at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, a 2.5-point favorite. Number 10, Vanderbilt.
That's hard to believe. Mayor?
I'm going with the Nate Bargatze school. We're going with Vanderbilt.
There we go.
I like Vanderbilt, too. I think they're for real.
Yeah, they look really good. And I always have to ask the question, how in the hell did Missouri end up in the SEC? It just doesn't make any sense. Vandy looks legit. Vanderbilt. Stinger?
I think Missouri colors are the same as USM. So
they are.
I'm going to go Missouri.
Wow. She Googled that.
I didn't have time. I was trying.
I like Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt to win that game. I don't think Missouri's really any good, so I'm picking Vanderbilt. All right, so homecoming, Southern Miss, 13.5-point favorites. For this one, give a score for the game for Southern Miss.
All right, Mayor, give us your wisdom.
We're going 34-13 Southern Miss.
I think that's pretty legit.
Yeah, Southern Miss, what'd you say, 13 points?
13.5.
Yeah, I think Southern Miss covers this spread, you guys. 13, on the college level, that's a big number.
Yeah.
But I think the way the Eagles are playing and the way Monroe's playing, that the Eagles cover this,
mm-hmm.
I think Toby's pretty close. I'm going to say 35-17.
Yeah, I like 31-10 Southern Miss. Stinger?
Okay, since y'all said that their third string is playing, I'm saying 50-0.
Whoa.
Wow. 50-0. I said in my picture yesterday, 45-10 Southern Miss. So that's them covering the spread, and that's the over.
Toby, I wanted to ask you as a Southern Miss grad, man, what does homecoming mean to you? Dima's always talked about, you know, the younger people really, hasn't really sunk in. What
that really stung him. Can you tell that?
Yeah, he mentioned it every day this week.
I know.
He said that on Monday.
But homecoming, I think, is a pretty cool deal. Toby, what do you think?
I think it's one of the best days of the year. I think if you are a Southern Miss fan or if you went to Southern Miss, all roads should lead you home because aside from whatever's going on in athletics, it's the place that shapes so many of us, gave us all opportunities, and met a lot of great people there along the way. And I get that we've had some lean times on the gridiron in recent years, but if you ever wanted to show your appreciation for Coach Huff and Jerry McClain and Joe Paul and all the people that have helped bring this new season to bear, I think that we have an obligation to show up, particularly the fact that if you'd have told us a year ago that this year we'd be, you know, possibly clinching bowl eligibility by homecoming, none of us would have believed it, but here we are. And I hope that people will embrace this opportunity to show their support once again for what's going on at The Rock, and I hope everybody comes out.
Hey, real quickly, Bear, before we let you go, too, from an economic standpoint, homecoming, big weekend for the community, you know, in a normal situation?
Well, in recent years, it's been touch and go. But I think certainly this year with the football season going well, you're going to see a lot of people there. I mean, you look at the tailgating alone, and just it's just so good to see everyone back. And, you know, so Hattiesburg has something going on almost every weekend that brings people in. I mean, tonight I'll go to the Lucky Rabbit downtown, and last literally there was a line down Mobile Street of people wanting to get in for their Friday night thing. I mean, there's stuff going on all the time, but certainly homecoming brings an extra energy to the fall season.
And I know Jay Ladner's annual big fundraiser for the Jay Ladner get-together is at Brewski's tonight. There'll be a lot of football and basketball alums there, you know, saluting Jay Ladner. That's money into the local economy. Toby, real quick, did you think when you were a student at Southern Miss, did you ever truly envision yourself of being, you know, the mayor of Hattiesburg one day in your life?
I didn't envision myself being mayor like a year before I ran, so certainly not when I was a college student. And I guarantee you, none of my friends or roommates pictured that either.
they were just glad you had a job, huh? That you...
Mayor, thank you very much. Great to have you on the Eagle Hour. We really appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely. Happy homecoming now.
All right. Okay. Mayor Toby Parker, my friends didn't even think I'd be the mayor.
Hey, look, what, two terms or three terms now? I guess it's
Stinger, what do you think the odds are that you picked one game right? I'm thinking slim.
Well, first off, I picked USM to win. But I thought you were going to ask me what I was going to be for Halloween.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Bob Getty, and I'm going to have...
That's scary.
And I'm going to have a USM shirt on, and I'm going to give away USM baseball tickets.
There you go. Well, that'd pretty much some... Kelly's going to be his favorite X-Man, Bruce Jenner.
It wouldn't be as frightening as if you were if you dressed up as Kelly.
Why don't you go as Kelly, Stinger?
Why don't you don't get to pick. I'm going as you.
Oh, okay.
Give me some free tickets.
If you guys make the mistake of thinking you can tell Jessica to do anything, you are sad.
You have never met the Stringer Stinger, have you?
The Stringer Stinger.
You laugh.
Hey, at least we're not in Laurel today. That's really all.
You can blame Jessica for that, too.
She's the only one that took Missouri, right?
Yes.
Over Vandy?
Of course. Because of the colors of the uniform.
I did hear Diego Pavia is petitioning for his ninth year of eligibility next week.
That's right.
Properly right. He wants to play till he can retire.
That's right.
You didn't give me credit for knowing that.
I was very impressed. I noticed you Googled it, but still, again, I was very impressed. You didn't? You just made a wild guess?
No, I used to like their softball team, like, back in the day.
I got you. Okay. Real quick, we'll tell people that the Stinger here's daughter is an athlete.
She is. She plays at East Central, and their colors are black and
gold. Black and gold. Sure are.
All right. Thanks for setting this up. I know you got to get back for the homecoming parade in Stinger. You're the grand maiden. So.
I am. Grand maiden. I got to be there. It's actually senior night.
Sort of like the Iron Maiden band, but this is the grand.
I don't even know what that is.
The grand mayor.
Do we have any listeners left today?
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
To all alumni coming into town, athletes and so on, to celebrate homecoming, we welcome you back with open arms at Hattiesburg. The Eagle Hour is at Taylor Rental today at 4219 Lincoln Road Extension. And we have with us today Quinitria Hill, an 11-year employee here at Taylor Rental. And when we asked the crew here, who should we have on the show that knows everything about Taylor Rental? They called her Queen.
It was unanimous. Yeah.
But we have to call her Quinitria.
Quinitria, yes, sir.
Well, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. Now, you run the Floyd Formals section, which actually, people might not know this, but Floyd Formals was the official outfitter of the Dima Mixon wedding.
There we go.
Which that meant, what did that mean to business, right?
Prestige.
Yeah, when you tell people you outfitted Dima Mixon.
That's right.
But that's just one of the things that is in here about Taylor Rental. If you were 30 seconds in an elevator, Quinitria, and had to tell people all about Taylor Rental, What would you tell them?
Well, I will first start off by telling them you can come here to rent a tractor and a tuxedo.
That's a great deal.
Which probably doesn't happen often.
Yeah. Nowhere in Hattiesburg can you go anywhere to rent a tractor and tuxedo. We host a various of things from weddings, decor, tablecloths, like I said, tractors, E26, get you a tuxedo, whatever you can think of from A to Z, we pretty much have it.
And you got the holidays coming up, so,
yes,
so
sir.
And actually Halloween is getting to be a big decoration
item.
Thanksgiving and Christmas, what are the busiest is this the busiest time of year for you guys?
Yes, sir. This is a very busy time for us, especially with football season coming, and like you said, we have Halloween and then Thanksgiving. So we are very busy during this season.
Now, one of the things that Southern Miss announced prior to the season was that Taylor Rental had entered into an agreement with the university where you could contact Taylor Rental via package where they set up your entire tailgate situation.
Yes.
Kind of fill in some blanks there for us.
I really wasn't in on the package
right.
deal, but it was, oh my gosh, an amazing thing for us this year. You can get a tent, TVs, tables, chairs, tablecloth for a great price. It was new for us, so I didn't really get my hands dirty with it this year, but they're going to teach us more about it, those, you know, who kind of play the background.
But it's been a great success.
It's been a great success.
Right now, literally setting up.
Yes. Yesterday was my birthday, and today is my 10-year anniversary, and they made me come to work because it's
happy
such a success.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Well, but it just happened to be on homecoming weekend this
right,
year.
Correct.
The thing about these packages, too, that I want people to know is that it can be a very basic tailgate package,
right.
A tent and some chairs and a table
mm-hmm.
and nothing more.
Yep.
Or you can deck it out with chandeliers. Fans,
yes.
Televisions, generators, whatever you want to do.
Hey, you sound like you need to be working here. You know a lot about it.
Well, I know a little bit about tailgating now.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
But weddings, of course, are always what do you recommend to people, Quinitra, when they're planning a wedding as to how early should they get started in renting things and getting things set aside with a organization like Taylor Rental?
To be honest, I'll say a year to 6 months.
Really?
A year to six
really?
Months. Yes. Now, for me, on the tuxedo side, I'm good at what I do. You know what I'm saying? Just give me a month, and I got you locked in.
I like that confidence.
Yeah.
I'm good at what I do. So, but weddings, I'm guessing, are busiest in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Well, summer, going into fall, yeah. Yeah.
I always heard June was the wedding month. Is that right?
Yes. And believe it or not, a lot of weddings now are transitioning to like October time.
Because
really?
It's too hot,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, sir.
Around here?
Yeah.
Demas, you got a 1-year anniversary?
I'd have to check my football schedule first. But...
So what got you into this business, Quinitra? What did you like about...
Well, to be honest, I was a general manager at Bob's Frozen Custard. I don't know if you guys remember
mm-hmm.
Bob's.
Sure.
And, of course, Bob's transitioned. They shut down. And the owner at the time was good friends with our previous owner, Mr. Kim Bradley.
Right.
And
former city councilman.
Yes. And Kim Bradley was looking for someone to take over the tuxedo side. And so I just so happened to be ending one chapter, opening another chapter, coming into Flores Farmers.
Good for you.
It was a smooth transition.
And there really isn't anything that you can't get at Taylor.
No, and that to me is, I have some affiliation from being in the Delta. My wife worked for Taylor Rental a long time.
Yes, sir.
The cool thing about Taylor Rental is so many times you need a tool, but you only need that tool one time.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going and spending money that you're never going to get back, you can come here and rent the tool one time, bring it back, you're done.
Yep, absolutely. You're right.
It's a great concept, really. I mean, it's a very interesting business concept, I've always thought.
I don't know how in the world they keep track of everything, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, because inanimate things like chairs, but then drills, drill bits. I mean, there isn't anything. Is there anything really that you couldn't get here? Cars. You don't rent cars.
Yeah, no. And they do call about cars and TVs. No, we don't rent those things, but you know.
Everything else, well, they are big Southern Miss supporters. Taylor Rental at 4219 Lincoln Road Extension. And we want to thank Quinitria Hill for joining us. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Y'all for having me.
And you've heard this before. You got a magnificent smile.
Thank you.
She just makes you feel good being around her.
Thank you.
And I'm just glad to know that I can plow my fields in a tuxedo.
There you go.
And go one place.
All right. Stringer Singer, thank you for setting this up for us.
As always.
All right. She'll be on stage tonight at 7, downtown Stringer.
Hope you got your tickets.
At the Go Get 'Em Club. It'll be the Stringer from Stinger.
I hate y'all.
All right.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.